Tfulyum chapter 3, Mishnah 5. Yarak shel chulin shebishlo b'shemin truma. If there are chulin vegetables, normal vegetables, and they're cooked with truma oil, v'nagabot v'tfulyum, and then a tfulyum touches them. So the vegetables are normal in this case over here, but the oil is truma that combines the two together. Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Ishbar Taisa Aymer Mishmo Rabbi Yeshua, same opinion as before. He says, pasul kula. He says the whole thing is impure once it's been touched by the tefillin. Rabbi Akiva Aymer Mishmo, and Rabbi Akiva again, he says, lo pasul ela makom magar. He says, only the place where the tefillin touches is rendered unfit. So it brings Rabbi Anakati that although the oil renders susceptible to impurity, nevertheless Rabbi Akiva still says that only the place he touches is rendered unfit. And then you'll see how the footnote after the Kati brings that even though in the last Mishnah that we did, we said that the reason of Rabbi Akiva over there was that fruit juice doesn't render susceptible at the end of the last Mishnah, and that's why he held his opinion that only the place where he touches is rendered unfit. But in this Mishnah over here, how can he hold the same opinion when now we're dealing with oil, and oil is one of the liquids that combine. That transmit impurity. So how can he hold the same opinion? How can Rabbi Akiva hold the same opinion over here? So it brings that possibly one reason is that our Mishnah refers to a case where the oil was absorbed by the vegetables and the surface is now dry. And that's why possibly that Rabbi Akiva would hold even in our Mishnah where we're talking about oil, which does render susceptible to impurity. Only the place he touched would be rendered impure. And then that would be consistent with the reason given in the last Mishnah.